Good morning, Boker Tov. Today we are going to finish, we're going to do the second half of the fourth entry in the Tzav Aziruv, in the Pias Etzner's diary. So last week we began with the scenario, the picture that the Rebbe painted for us, which was quite shocking, of a man, which you have on the screen now, the Kafri Am Haaretz, this ignorant person who meant well, but was tormented in his old age by thoughts of crucifying himself. Shocking. And the Rebbe pointed out that when this man dug down, when the Rebbe thought about it, talked with him, when they really analyzed it, they realized that from his youth, this young man had been growing up in a Christian and a Catholic environment, where all kinds of stories from that faith community were abounding, and it affected this person. And even though he drove away these alien thoughts over the years, at some point, they started to come back to haunt him. And that, the Rebbe explains, is because he never really delved into that deeper inner self. And so the Rebbe told us that even though there are things that exist in our moach, in our mind, that we're able to remove, and there are things that exist in our lave, in our heart, that we can remove, but if we don't deal with the nefesh, the neshama, the inner self, then even if we just treat the moach and the lave, even if we just deal with those things, even if we accomplish that, we haven't dealt with the core issue. We've only dealt with the symptoms, not with the essential self, with the core challenge. And that, the Rebbe explains, may come back to haunt a person later in life. So that's where we last left our heroes, that we identified that there is this inner self, and that even if we can drive away some of the static and the noise in the moach and the lave, we still need to address that inner self. So let's begin right here. This is, it's in the middle section on the page. I'm going to make it bigger. Let's see if you can see it bigger now. Here we go. He says, before we talk about strategies, we need to think about goals. What's our goal? So is our goal to absolutely and fully, completely eradicate any lacunae that may be existing in our nefesh, in our neshama, in our inside? The Rebbe says, if we think that that's going to be the goal, then we're totally off the mark, because we're never going to get there and we're never going to accomplish anything. Va'alti boel beruchacha la'ashiveni. Don't answer me. Eichani dorish lakaris kol yitzracham libcha. How is the Rebbe asking me to remove every yitzhara, every little spot from my soul that's unrefined, that needs fixing? That we shouldn't even be drawn or interested in these various taivas. Madrega Rama, this high level, that David HaMelech, he said, I could do that. The Rebbe says, if that's what you think we're asking, that's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for accomplishing more than we can handle. Rak dvarim shetucha lahagyalim. That's the first thing. Just to understand that we're not looking for everything at once. That's not what we're trying to accomplish. He says, rather, let's go back to our mashal, our parable of the doctor. That the person comes to the doctor, and the doctor says, what are your symptoms? The person says, I'm vomiting constantly. So rather than just treating the vomiting, the great doctors, they understand what's beneath that, the pnim. Even though the Rebbe says that that doctor knows that treating this particular ailment, this GI issue, doesn't mean that the person won't in the future have a cardio issue, right? It doesn't mean that they won't have, I don't know, what other, flat feet, I don't know, whatever, you know? It, just because you work on one area doesn't mean you're promising everything else is going to be fine. But when you have symptoms that appear in one area, we treat that area. We need to treat it on a fundamental level. So the Rebbe says, we're not trying to say that this is time for wholesale, complete transformation, that we're not going to have any Yetzirah. But if a person has the Yetzirah of jealousy, and they feel that buildup, even if they can remove that buildup, that resentment, well, they need to get into understanding why they feel jealous. Where is it coming from? What's that lack of self-esteem? And now the person's going to say, oh, I don't... How can I conquer all of my, because I also have this, and I also have that, and I also have the other thing. It's true. We have lots of health concerns that we have to watch out for. But let's take one at a time, the Rebbe says. The person shows symptoms of jealousy. Let's deal with jealousy. Where is that coming from? What is lacking in the person's self-esteem, that sense of self, their connection to Hashem, that's causing this? So the Rebbe says, first things first, when we think about how we're going to deal with the self, we don't have to treat every single spiritual malady at once. One thing at a time. That's Aleph. That's number one. Oh. Now, we're going to move to the next paragraph, because as we pointed out last time, we're now moving to the next chunk on the page here. This is a very long entry, so we're not reading the whole thing inside. The Rebbe says, let's move to practical. And on this practical thing, there are three levels that the Rebbe wants us to think about. Umaha Eitzel L'zeh. What is the approach? What's the practical thing we could do? Ve'ech mitarim gamis ha'nefesh. How do we cleanse even the soul, even the inner self? Limud rava tachbul shonos ba'avodos nechutzis l'zeh. We need a lot of things. And hopefully Hashem will enable me, says the Rebbe, to deal with all things at length at a different time. But the first thing I want to tell you, third line here on the screen, Reishis kol ha'itzus v'yisod kol ha'tachbulos, sheba'atzmacha tidrosh v'tachpots l'takeis l'cha'itza. What is the first response? What is the first thing we need to do? The first eitza, the first idea? Ba'atzmacha, in yourself, tidrosh, seek v'tachpots, and search l'takeis l'cha'itza, to figure out an eitzah, an approach. The first approach, the first aspect, is to own the issue, to take responsibility. The Rebbe says, if we want to fix anything in life, if we ever want to grow in life, we need to take responsibility. Let's say that out loud. Let's own it. Let's acknowledge it. That's our first step. He says that a person who sits back and waits for others, ultimately, by putting the responsibility on other people's, it's going to engender a sense of disempowerment, hisrashlus, laziness. This is something that the Rebbe talks about in the Chovas HaTalmidim, which is his book that he wrote a little bit later, right? This was written in 1927. He started these in 1927, although they go into the 30s. The book that he wrote, the Chovas HaTalmidim for teenagers, that was written in 1930, 1931, published. The Rebbe talks about this idea of not being lazy, of being active. It's the difference between passive and active, between feeling like I'm a victim versus I'm responsible. The Rebbe says that's the first step. If we want to really mend our souls, if we want to really grow, we need to own it. We need to say it's up to me to be responsible for my own destiny. Not to say, well, you know, I need a Rebbe to come along and teach me. Of course we need a Rebbe. Of course we need a Mora Derech. We need role models. But whose responsibility is that? Who owns it? If we don't see ourselves as owning it, ultimately we'll never accomplish, the Rebbe says. We need to take responsibility for ourselves. That's the first step. You see it on the screen here? He says, Ha'ish ha'margilas nafsho chitien nenes rakman atztak, if a person is accustomed to taking handouts, sofam shimivile deis rashlus va'atzlus. Because the person's not active, they're not going to be moving forward. Gibor hachoyel, a warrior, naserak only kishamargish b'malchama, when a person feels in their battle, she'achrayas nafsho, that the responsibility for his nefesh, ogam nafsho shalachayim olav, or others, olav is on that person. And v'lo yo'ilulo, and will not suffice. Atzas ufkudos rosh of levadam. The generals and the officers, their input is not going to suffice. It's important to get direction. It's important to get advice, insight, inspiration. But who owns it? Where is the locus of responsibility? The first thing the Rebbe says, it's in me. That's the first thing. So what do? Then we look. We study the words of Chazal, different approaches. But the first step, he says, Lios gibore hachayil, to be those spiritual giants, bitzva Hashem, lavo l'shamesh bedivrei v'darkei rabbeinu hakadoshim zechorno livracha, to use the traditional approaches, we have to own that. So the first thing is, we have to own it. And then once we own it, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start coming up with strategies and suggestions. Because people who feel a sense of responsibility and ownership, they're looking to take the next step. They're looking to find, what's the Eitzah? Imagine you worked in a car company. You were building a car. If you felt like this is your car, your job is on the line, you're responsible for this project, you're going to sit up late at night and look for every opportunity to get the edge, to find a new angle, a new Eitzah, a new trick, a new shortcut, but if you don't feel like you own it, and it's the responsibility belongs to management, so what motivates you to innovate and to seek new solutions? You come, you put in your 9-to-5, you clock in with that punch card, you go out with your tools, you have the little rag, and you go and you tinker. But if you own it, it's a totally different level. If you own that business, you're going to be worrying about it even when you're not in the office. If you're not an owner, if you're not a stakeholder, so then you do your job and you go home. The Rebbe says when it comes to spiritual growth, we need to be owners. We need to take responsibility. And when we do that, we're going to start looking for opportunities. Maybe it means I need to study Musar. Maybe it means I need to meditate. Maybe I need to talk to, you know, a Rebbe to find a good sefer, a book to read. Maybe I need to journal, to take a diary. Whatever it's going to be, it's all going to be noveh. It's going to be generated from the same place of taking ownership. That's the first thing. The second thing the Rebbe says, as he invokes a pasuk here in the next paragraph on the third line, da'oga b'lev ish yeshchena. A person, the pasuk says initially, who has a worry in their heart, yashchena. Yashchena means to push it away. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he's quoting here, yasichena. Not yashchena, yasichena. Yasichena la'achirim. Talk about it. Two different ways of dealing with stress, of dealing with anxiety, aggravation, frustration, challenges. One is yashchena, put it out of your mind. What Dr. Pelkovitz, a Rebbe in psychology, likes to call distractors. Distract yourself from it. The other approach is yesichena, talk about it. Those are the people he calls attenders. Distractors and attenders. This is true in the realm of dealing with bereavement. We go to a shiva house, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't speak first. Wait for the avelim. Wait for the mourners. Why? Because you don't know what mood they're in. Maybe they're in a distractor mood and they just want to talk about, oh, the good old days when they used to play shuffleboard in Miami together. Or, you know, maybe they want to be attenders. They want to talk about the grief that they're in right now. You don't know. So you need to be quiet because different people are different. Da'aga b'levish, when you have that consternation, either a yashchena or yesichena. So the Rebbe says very powerfully, he says that the second approach, in his view, although not everybody agrees with this, but in his approach, and I think the evidence of the what they call puk chazi mai amadabar, see what the practices out there of therapy is very powerful. He says, the Rebbe, you know why? By talking it out, why it's important to do this, yesichena la'achirim, not just by masha yaseach, or what your friend or your colleague or your therapist or your parent or your child will do, will help you. It's not what they're going to do. By using your words, by what Dr. Belkovitz would call naming the monster, by verbalizing it, it enables us for our inner selves to come out and express itself. To really allow that inner voice to be manifest. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, Nafshi Yatza Bedabro, which literally means, my soul departed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. But the way that the Baal Shem HaKadosh is saying, Nafshi, my inner self, my inner voice came out Bedabro when it spoke. When we speak, we release that tension, that inner voice. We're able, sometimes we speak, it almost gushes forth. That's why it's so popular and such a spiritual pursuit to have therapy. What is the majority of a good therapist? It's somebody who's a listener, who enables you to speak. And that speech is very powerful. There's also Chassidus Shavar, they say, He'emanti ki adaber. I had emuna, he'emanti ki adaber. Because I spoke about it. When we speak, we allow that inner voice to come out. And therefore, Kamosha Ish Margishos, a person feels this, we all feel this. Imeshlo Daigavakas, if we have worry or anger. Az Afka Kishadoma, the Rebbe's talking, I don't know about anybody else, but I experienced this for sure. We think Kishadoma when it appears, Shishachach Kaso Vidagaso, I'm not bothered, it's okay, I'm good. You know that line? I'm good. I'm good. I'm good, right? Rebbe says, I'm good. Mikol Makom. Nonetheless, fourth to last line on this page, Rak me ein of nistera. We're just good. It's moved away from our eyes. Avo bekerav nafsho. In ourselves, haki nistar. That vomit, that frustration, that anger, it's hanging around. It's still there. And all of a sudden, potentially, later, tisparatzna achar kach la'es mitzo. It's going to break forth. You have a frustration with someone, and you say, no, we're good, we're good. But you never really deal with it. Did you really let it go? You said you're good, but you're not. And then all of a sudden, when something else comes, it ticks you off. Boom! There comes the kitchen sink, the underneath the sink, the toilet bowl, the refrigerator. It's all coming out. Because you never really spoke it out the last time. You never really dealt with it. And by speaking, we are tapping into that koach of bringing it out, of getting it out of our nefesh. And when we do talk it out, v'da, when he has, mash'enkek zheishol oi v'rea, if you have a good friend, someone who you love, someone who's close to you, a colleague, v'umismar melefonov, and you tell that person, al dagaso on your frustration, u'makayim b'zeh, and you fulfill that pasuk, daga b'levish, yesichen alachem the Gemara, margish, take it if you feel right away, kamo, look at the imagery, Evan, the stone, golal me'alibo, has been rolled off of our chest. That's the second thing, the Rebbe says. Talk about it. Talk about it with someone. That's going to help a lot in getting down to what is really bothering us. Because in our minds, we have lots of different voices, and we tell ourselves things, and we convince ourselves. But ultimately, when we talk to someone, that enables us to really get down deeper to express the why that we're feeling the way that we're feeling. And now it comes to the last point. Who should you talk to? Not just a friend. Do we have a better friend than the Ribono Shel Olam? You've got a friend in me, right? Isn't that there's a movie. They made like 17 versions of this movie, Toy Story, right? There's Toy Story 1, 2, 14. So I think the Ikar Nakuda and Toy Story is about friendship. And the song, I don't remember if it's in all the movies or one of the movies, You've Got a Friend in Me. It's two toys playing with each other. You've got a friend in me. Says the Rebbe, do we have a better friend? Do we have a better Reya than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than the Ribono Shel Olam? So he says, here's the idea. Have a conversation with Hashem. Don't just speak it out to a therapist or to a friend. Have a conversation with the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore he says, Haster es atzmacha b'cheder miyuchad. Stay for a few moments by yourself in a quiet room. Seclude yourself. Or just turn to the wall. Turn yourself. Shut everything else. And imagine that you're standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam and you're just talking. Just have a conversation. That is in itself a cathartic spiritual experience. And now the Rebbe says, if you don't have experience with this, don't worry, I'll help you. V'imlo hirgal to b'cholzos, the Rebbe writes in his diary, here are a few words. And we're not going to go through it all inside because it's a few paragraphs here. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you brought me to this world from nothing. And you see how I really just want to be close to you. I want to have a relationship with you. I'm looking at you, Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're having this conversation. I really want to be close to you. The problem is, you know, that I'm having these impulses, these desires, and I'm struggling with them. Because my real Ratzon is to be with you. But I'm struggling because I have to keep pushing away these foreign ideas, these distractions. And V'libi ani megarsham, and my heart I'm driving away from, uvenafshim nisharm, I'm struggling that I keep coming back to them because they're nestled in my soul. So how do I get rid of them? Ribbono Shel Olam, what do I do? I'm asking you, please help me. Ribbono Shel Olam, tahor matar, mama od yismoga v'yibas libi b'kir b'valos al daiti asher darko kolish im rakas chatzir v'spesu menake. I'm really troubled if a person only thinks to take their garbage and throw it outside, but not really to get that inner clean, the cleaning that I need. I feel really frustrated. That's what we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now, last paragraph, Vechein Ata, and now, Nisor Bekir, we write now, Machshava, this thought has come into my mind, O Taiva Plonis, or this desire. And he says in the brackets, Tov Leforta, it's best to spell it out. Person says, you know what, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm feeling jealous. I'm feeling envious. I'm feeling impatient. I'm feeling desirous. All these things, you could just say them out. Marli ma'od biyozi. I'm embittered that I realize that at least even though I haven't acted upon these things, nonetheless, mikol makom od nafshi lo matora, I'm not where I want to be yet in terms of cleansing. And therefore I say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ana Hashem Tairis Nafshi, help me. Purify my soul. Akoris Yitzri Me Alai V'Eschelek Haram Mikerav Nafshi Tashlech. Remove it so that I can really be purified from the inside. That the goal, so ultimately, Sha'or HaMitzvos, I'll see the light of the mitzvos, Lios Porachas La'ila B'Tshukin V'Chisufin U'Lizbat L'Siachab HaShem Echad. That ultimately I should come back to being with you and we should be together. Because I know that I don't want to be like this. I don't want to feel like this, and I don't want to struggle with this. I want to be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm asking you to help me. Is there anyone, you know, the Gemara has an expression, the Yetzer Hara is misgaber on us every day, that Omoli, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu who helped us, we could never accomplish anything. Everything comes from God. We have to do our ishtadlus, and then the rest is going to come from Him. But ultimately, tefillah is our greatest ishtadlus. It's the greatest impact that we can have. So the Rebbe says, let's have a conversation with Him. Ask Him to help us. It will relate to both of the previous points that we mentioned. Even though it's asking for help, it's understanding, as the first point the Rebbe said, it's my responsibility. It's my achrayus to own my destiny. So I'm asking God for help, but I'm saying to Him, help me, because my asking for you is what I can do. So number one, I'm owning my situation. Number two, I'm speaking about it. Just by naming the monster, just by verbalizing what I'm struggling with, the Rebbe says that itself can make us feel like that rock is off of our chest. And number three, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will help us so that we will accomplish that Taharas Halev, that purity of heart, of the actual nefesh, not just the symptoms, but also the self that we're looking for in terms of that personal growth, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.